I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope, Discover does it automatically. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Whether you're searching for that latest sneaker, the iconic handbag, a timeless watch, or your next piece of classic jewelry, eBay authenticators are there verifying every detail of your purchase. Yep, we're talking each inch, stitch, tick, facet, and clasp that makes the piece you're searching for worthy of your collection. eBay's authenticators are experts in their craft, true connoisseurs, and as leaders in their fields, they're making sure your items always arrive as authentic as your style. So go ahead, get that piece you always wanted, and leave it up to the meticulous eyes of an eBay authenticator to make sure that watch movement is original, that glimmer is real gold, that rare sneaker is legit, or that handbag is really made of genuine leather, and never get faked over again. In the world full of fakes, it's time to get real with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Everyone deserves real. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hope put out a Lucy that had like her like voice.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah, I do remember.
Remember that?
Yeah,
Glory. Glory, that was the record.
Yes.
Glory.
So she was all Glory.
Was it John Legend?
About Jay-Z? Nah, it was
no,
a Lucy.
No, I know what you're talking about, history.
Yes.
Because I leaked that record.
Okay. So that was a leftover record, but then I guess the other joint was,
it was like Glory or Blue or something like that, anyway, and she was like crying on him or some shit. Like
I don't know. It's just crazy to see, like, you know, not.
It's not crazy. It's fun. It's exciting.
It's fun when it turns out like that.
Yeah.
It's fun when like
it progresses.
It's fun when you see that and you're just like, oh man, like
that's dope.
That's incredible. There's also like the opposite where it's like, man, that's a lot to. That's a lot to live up to.
look at Michael Jordan's
kids. Does she have to live up to it?
I knew he was gonna say it.
I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna look at the opposite side of the spectrum,
it's not. I don't think Michael Jordan's kids are necessarily like, you know,
what,
they're not like failures or anything like that.
No,
but
I'm not calling
dad
them,
is.
But I'm not calling failures. I'm looking at them like, okay, your dad is one of the greatest, so you would expect them to like maybe follow in the footsteps or maybe be as good,
like,
or whatever.
Like a certain GOATs kids. Like a certain real GOATs kids.
Fuck them kids.
LeBroneth.
You know what's been crazy in the past like couple of weeks since the Lakers got eliminated from the playoffs? First of all, I'm not even like a huge Lakers fan, but
nobody is. We were Kobe fans.
Well, you're a Knicks fan.
I'm a Knicks fan, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
But like, I've had to find myself like defending LeBron so much.
For what?
Why?
In the past several weeks. Because like literally everything. Everything from the, yes, right, okay, from this getting stuff, from all this stuff, I was like, ooh, Jordan would never, ooh, Jordan, can you imagine
but Kaz,
and I love MJ.
But he wouldn't.
When did he get swept?
Here we go.
You're the sports guy of this program.
But this is the conversation I've been having all week with people, where it's like, I've had to, a guy who loved Michael Jordan his whole life.
Right.
I've loved Michael Jordan my whole, I don't got Jordans on now, but I've loved Michael Jordan my whole life. He's been my GOAT my whole life.
Okay.
Something about LeBron getting swept this round has made the folks that grew up with LeBron being the GOAT really come out like, see, he could never, he could never touch
this,
the GOAT.
This
Jordan would never, da, da, da.
This
so it's made me have to go, all right, hold on.
Right.
This motherfucker is in his 21st year.
38 years old.
Of playing basketball.
That's what we're going to go with?
Like,
That's not fucking easy
if we're talking,
to do.
If we're talking about
but the thing
if
is,
we're talking about who's the greatest, listen, to ever do it.
We've had this conversation before. We've always said, like, it's better to tap out before you get washed
and leave
on a bad note.
But he's not washed. Leaving on a bad note is one thing, but he's far
like,
from washed.
I'd rather him retire while he's still good then get washed
up.
But
he's not bad.
That's all I'm saying.
He's look at Brady. Like, LeBron is not bad.
You can't tell me he don't look at Tom Brady getting the chip in his last couple years and not think he can't get one. Because
it's literally the same thing.
That's his peer.
It's like it's literally like they're very synonymous. Yeah. Like Brady is what, 40?
40-something, 44, 43.
And how many years?
20 years in that.
LeBron is about to go 19.
Yeah, this is about to be his 21st year in the league if he comes back.
I'm that's sure not washed. All right, cool. Brady lost last year,
but even if
we call him washed, I'm not saying washed. I just rather him leave before.
I get that, he but gets that's washed.
But I'm saying I say all that to say those conversations have made me have to like
defend
LeBron over Michael Jordan, and it's made me be like. Damn, all right, so if I'm doing all this defending, I'm like, damn, is Bron really the goat? Like, is he my goat? Like, is he?
He's not my goat.
But it's, okay, so.
So he about to defend him again.
Not me trying to defend it. It's not even me trying to defend
it. No, I get what you're
saying. It's not even trying to defend
it.
I get what you're saying.
It's just that, like, people have such these incredibly rose-colored, deservingly rose-colored visions of Michael Jordan that. When I start finally looking back and like I had a pretty healthy remembrance of Michael Jordan, but I didn't have nearly the access of his career or his accolades or his day to day shit
as you do with LeBron.
As we do with LeBron James,
of course,
right?
Of course.
So I'll just be sitting there like, you know what? Has MJ ever got swept? Let me go fucking look. And I'm like, Boston Celtics swept, Pistons swept. I'm like, damn, all right. So he has been swept.
Okay.
I was like, all right. So am I gonna punish MJ, granted, MJ got to the finals. When he got to the finals, the motherfucker never lost. 6-0.
Right.
Unfuckwittable.
Right.
Can't say nothing about that.
Unfuckwittable.
But am I going to punish a dude or say he's not greater than a dude for being somebody who's gotten to the finals 9 straight times or in times where he clearly didn't have a player as good as Scottie Pippen next to him, but he was
Dennis
still in
Rodman,
the finals,
like,
still
yeah,
doing
yeah.
like
Tony Kukoc, like yeah,
all of these guys where it's like, all right, well, MJ, yes, he is the greatest, but goddamn, Dennis Rodman, correct me if I'm wrong, is
best
the greatest rebounder who's ever done this shit, and Scottie Pippen, correct me if I'm wrong, he was literally the first point forward, two way guard, everybody, also an All Star in his own realm, right?
Right?
Not to say LeBron didn't have a Dwayne Wade, didn't have a Kyrie Irving, didn't have all
Chris
these
Bosh.
Other great players. But I'm not going to punish a dude for dragging Matthew Dellavedova and like Zydrunas Ilgauskas when he's like 22 years old against the all-time great Spurs team. I'm like, all right.
Listen.
I'm not going to lie to neither of you guys right now.
Good.
I don't give a fuck.
listen.
I truly do not give a fuck.
I look at...
We're about to engage in a conversation that I give no fuck.
I'm a capper here. Like, I don't be
I'm
like,
sorry.
Like, you said, no, because, right. because,
no,
because
you
I...
Because
it's been too long. You're absolutely...
And also,
absolutely.
I love Jordan. LeBron, I respect him.
Always.
Kobe's one of my goals. But it's just like, you know, always. Like, I don't... Like, this conversation
is so dumb. Do you have a top 5? I know my top... My top 5 is...
I have a top 5.
My top 5 is unflexible. Like
unflexible.
It's locked in.
Go ahead.
It's never gonna change.
It's gonna take a while for it to change.
All right, go.
Is this in order?
Fuck the order. No. Don't make
no,
it complicated.
I'm just
my 5, but it changes
okay,
over
okay,
from time
okay,
to time.
Okay, okay.
To me, it's MJ, Bron, Kobe, Shaq, Steph. That's
Ooh.
My 5.
That's
no AI?
No.
That's an unfuckwittable 5.
I think that's my unfuckwittable 5. Like it takes a lot for anybody to break that 5
my,
for me.
My Ooh, unfuckwittable okay. 5 is AI, Kobe, MJ, Bron, Tim Duncan.
Okay.
Damn.
Tim Duncan was almost took Kobe's spot for me in my top 5.
Ooh.
But I feel like, you know, Kobe had more of the, obviously, I'll give him the
yeah,
nod.
Yeah, that,
you know what I mean?
Flair,
like,
yeah.
I think Tim Duncan is just as accomplished as Kobe. You know what I mean? But yeah. I think, you know, Tim Duncan also had better teams.
But Kobe is just
that
Kobe is just the light.
Kobe was that nigga, man.
You can't nigga, bro.
Right. Listen, yo.
Kobe.
81?
Bro.
Nigga, 81?
Forget even before 81.
I'm just saying,
yo,
like, the things, and then you score 60 your last game and walk off like that nigga was just...
No, Kobe had like a whole like prelude to the Black Mamba, right? Like Afro Kobe, like Afro Kobe was my
number 8. Afro Kobe,
oh man, with the ugly Adidas,
yes,
that was my fucking
right here.
This was my fucking guy right here.
That was my guy.
Ugly Adidas Kobe.
Oh my God.
Bro, like, Kobe got one of the best retirement videos ever.
Man.
When they were singing to him.
Mind you, this
I got my five. But
mind you, this motherfucker was already famous before getting to the league. He took Brandy to prom.
Bean.
You know what I'm saying? He goes to the slam dunk contest. Bean. He's doing the inside, was it inside stuff?
Yes,
when he
it was.
Fucking the jam session when he's rapping with Tyra Banks and shit. Like, I'm a preteen. I'm like, he's the coolest guy on earth.
Bro.
To me, at this time of my life, man, it's like him and Iverson. You know what I mean?
I was just about to say Iverson. Oh,
him
man.
And Allen
now,
Iverson.
See, now, Iverson,
like, these two motherfuckers could do no wrong.
Iverson was like my guy. Like,
yeah.
When I was a freshman in high school, we had the answers or the questions.
Yes,
the red joints.
I still got my
red
questions.
Tips.
Yeah,
bro, we balled in there. I remember it was our first game. As a freshman,
I could watch this all day.
All day?
Right? All day.
I'm just watching these highlights mesmerized.
I could watch
like,
this all day,
this nigga
bro.
With the afro.
What?
Oh my God, bro.
Iverson, Kobe, Michael, and LeBron have literally changed the culture of the NBA inside and out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because every hip hop artist, every culture pop artist, everyone that we know and love, loves these guys.
Man, you know what helped too?
Crazy.
Kobe had such a rhymable name. He was so easy to name drop in songs, right? Like, you know, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Like,
he ain't deserve that.
I got my problematic five.
What's your problematic five?
What's another word for problematic? Like
stupid.
No, stupid.
I'm sorry.
My controversial. Yes, okay. Bitch, and I found it.
First of all, ain't gonna be two more than bitches.
Ain't gonna be two more than
bitches. Ain't gonna be two more than bitches running around. Ain't gonna be two more than bitches. I know we're chilling and it's Friday. Cavs one of the shenanigans, but that's the last shenanigan you got.
That was a lot of bitches.
Yo, what movie is that from?
That's Martin. Martin said that.
I thought it was from Harlem Nights. Was
no,
it Harlem
that's
Nights?
That's Bad Boys.
Okay.
Oh,
Bad Boys.
Okay.
Yeah, Bad Boys.
All right, my controversial five.
All
right. And it's gonna be funny because y'all gonna see a pattern in this that people might not see.
Okay.
All right. So Jordan.
Okay.
Kobe.
Okay.
AI.
Okay.
Vince Carter.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go ahead and I'm between in the last two.
Kobe, AI, Vince
but I'm gonna
Carter.
Say KG.
KG? Okay, I like
I'm
that.
Not, yeah, I'm not. That's not controversial.
I was between.
So you said
like
Kobe, AI, Jordan, KG, and Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the same five. Save Vince and KG.
Where's all right? So wait, where's you said there was gonna be a connection? Where's the connection?
Bald heads? Well, not AI.
No, their attitude, bro.
Oh, they're demons.
Oh, you just like mean motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like
oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm like.
The dogs.
Oh, yeah, the dogs.
But I was
going to
say, I'm not going to lie, I was going to say D. Rose before all his injuries.
D. Rose.
Like Chicago Bulls Rose.
Yo, man. I got to see
Spider
D. Rose.
Monkey Rose.
I never saw D. Rose
I got
play.
To see him.
I wish
man.
I got to see him play.
I got
that
to see him
game,
at the Garden.
I saw him at the Garden. There's
that's
a highlight.
The same day I'm at Craig Sage.
There's a prime Derrick Rose highlight where he fucking does a reverse dunk in Madison Square Garden.
D Rose before he became fragile.
D Rose, the explosiveness that man had was you can't teach that.
You know what else?
I feel like Ja Morant has that same shit.
Man. Yeah.
What if we have to do a top five now?
A top five now?
Players now.
Just like playing currently.
Currently?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Man.
Look at him. Yo. Man, Spider Monkey Rose was not to be fucked with.
Calling a nigga Spider Monkey is crazy.
No, the shit
bro,
he would
was,
do, bro.
But it makes me sad, though, because he was so explosive.
That's why he got hurt.
Like,
so
yeah, it's like, bro, like the human,
he didn't know how to
the
land,
human body isn't meant to do that type of shit. Like,
to go up and land.
But also,
and like,
hold on.
To go fast and then stop and then shoot up and then come down.
To tie this into the current.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to that Bulls team, the one with Butler on it.
Yeah.
I believe, who else was on it?
It was Jimmy Butler.
It was Kyle Korver, Jimmy Butler, Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Was Ron, not Rondo. Joakim Noah, Taj Gibson.
Yeah, Rondo wasn't there.
Dang.
Luol
Deng.
Yeah, damn. Shout out Luol Deng.
Boozer.
Blair Academy, New Jersey.
I think Boozer was still around.
Yeah, Boozer was on that team.
Boozer,
yeah.
Boozer was there.
Boozer's been on some like.
He was there right before Rose came on.
Yes, yeah. But they played together. Boozer's low key played with like some legends though. Like,
Boozer done played with a lot of them.
He played with Kobe. Boozer, he played with Bron. Boozer he played with
Hey,
Rose.
Boozer, you're my dog, but you know what that means. Right?
Yeah, he's an Olympian dog. Like,
wait, what does that mean?
He about 89. That's why.
Boozer's not even that old. What are you
talking about? I'm joking. Oh. It's because he's played with so many.
I'm trying to give a man's props. God damn it.
Yeah, like, nigga's like, what the fuck?
Jeez. No, man.
Trying to show the man some love. But yeah, nah, that Bulls team was crazy. But now you kind of see. You know, shout out Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat in the finals. I can't believe he's. I mean, listen, I bet against these motherfuckers literally every single round. Every single round, I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, there's no way they beat the Bucks. They're not going to beat the Bucks.
It just pissed me off.
Giannis was injured, so yeah. That's...
And then it was like, and then Giannis gets injured, just like, oh, okay, here we go. Cool, yeah, and I'm like, there's no way to beat the Knicks. There's no way to beat the Knicks. I mean, they're not going to come to the Garden and win the Garden.
It's the Knicks.
David, don't do that. And then they have it. Then it happens. Yeah. And then it goes. There's Rosie, no way they're going to beat the Boston Celtics. There's no way the Celtics are going to win.
That I didn't think.
What?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
They were going to beat Boston?
Every series, what? I've literally been like, there's no way they're going to beat Boston. There's no way they're going to beat these guys.
So wait. You're not telling me that you actually think they're going to win against the Nuggets.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
But they've been shocking us.
And it's like, yo.
Playing how they played last night? There's no way.
I didn't watch
that. But hey, listen.
There's no way.
Nah, I mean, I just think the Nuggets are just too big. And
they're just too good.
And they're too, yeah.
And they're well rested.
They are.
Very well rested.
Bro, they're going to run these niggas out the gym.
And it's like, and
they've
you know
been
what
doing
it
nothing
is,
but
bro?
Studying and working.
It's a weird combination, right? Because it's like, I'll tell you exactly what's going on.
Right.
The NBA, obviously, is a league that is built on stars and storyline and what's going on and what can we tell about this and bloopity bloop 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 bloop. And the closest thing we can got in these playoffs right now is like these Paul Bunyan like tales about Jimmy Butler and like just playoff Jimmy and like how this motherfucker is
Jimmy
like
buckets.
He's just this mythological
Himmy
dude.
Himmy buckets.
Because he's done it. I think it started. It started like when he was on the Timberwolves, right? Like. Right. He had this fucking falling out with like Karl Anthony Towns, like the whole starting lineup, and like he just fucking goes nuts on them and then like pretty much curses out the front office, like y'all motherfuckers need me. Right. Blah, 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 blah. He goes to Philadelphia,
does
balls out
thing.
From Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't for Kawhi Leonard hitting the craziest buzzer beater in the history
they're
of buzzer beaters, they're in the finals, right?
Right.
So then they're like, all right. We definitely gonna pay Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. It's either between Tobias Harris or Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Then the motherfuckers
that
is like,
that name bothers me. I don't know why.
Oh, Tobias Harris.
Tobias.
Tobias does sound very light.
Tobias
and he
sounds...
is.
I remember. Sure, continue. Smack.
Tobias sounds extremely light.
And he is.
And he is.
Smack fucking petty, bro.
Then you know, Jimmy Butler goes to the Miami Heat, and like I remember, I've always felt like it would be a good fit just because like. The Miami Heat is just built off of like
that front tough, office and that head coach,
like just tough-minded motherfucker. Yeah, like I think of the Heat, I think of like D Wade and Alonzo Mourning and those tough Knicks series, and then obviously you had the Super Heat with Braun and Bosch and all those guys, and then even when Shaq came through and like they've always just had a history of just tough-minded dudes. Right. So
and Jimmy Butler is that.
When Jimmy went over there, I was like, oh, that's a good fit, but there's no way. Like if you would have told me these motherfuckers would be in the finals two out of the last 3 years, I'd be like, y'all a bucket.
They're not we're not gonna sit here and act like they're a bad team.
Oh no, I can't. That's what I'm saying. I bet against them every series, and they made me look stupid every single series. So
they're,
I can't
they're
say
they're
a bad team.
Make you look stupid this series because they're definitely going to lose.
But I mean, listen.
But everybody thought they were going to lose Game 7, and they didn't.
And they didn't. But
they let them come back three.
The fact that they let them come
they
back.
They let them come back.
But
so
that's
if you
on
let a
Boston
team,
to
if you
come
know,
back and
if
not
you,
win.
If you let Boston, if you let a team like Boston come back for three games, you act like Denver is not going to just close that shit out.
Yeah.
Like. Denver, like, come on.
Like, that's why like, nobody's ever done it. Like,
I don't
that's
know.
Why
at this point, like, I'm not like, going to.
Come on.
No, I'm not betting against them.
What, bet against Miami? Who?
I'm not.
You're betting against Miami?
No, I'm not betting against them either. That's why I'm like, I mean.
I don't know. They're
my
shocking.
My head is telling me the Nuggets are going to win, but who the fuck knows? I've been wrong before.
I mean, we don't. Clearly, we don't. If the series goes like it did last night, this is a sweep. We're gonna see how they respond on Sunday.
Can I tell you how that's much I love? I just fucking love. I love Jokic now, bro. I'm such a stan.
He's boring as fuck. But I love it.
But I love he's that good. He's boring because yeah, the NBA, the NBA is so flashy.
Yeah,
where's like he from?
From Serbia. The NBA is so flashy.
What do you have, like 25, 14, and 10 last night?
Yeah,
and that's considered a bad game.
27, 14, and 10. And he only shot, this is game one, he only shot the ball three times before halftime. That's he only had 6 points.
And sat out the third quarter for like 6 minutes.
Tennis is no turnovers, you know what I mean? And then in the first half. And then, mind you, when the Heat like start to finally make shots and make it close, or whatever,
they got it like to within seven.
Jokic is like, give me ball.
The ball. Yeah.
He's like back up a two-man Ball game. It's just him and Jamal Murray. Ball I love Jamal Murray's game though.
He's fun.
Jamal Murray is
Jamal
like
Jamal Murray's fun to watch.
He's been a hooper, bro. Yeah. I've watched him since he was in Team Canada, and they gave U.S. hell in, I think, the World Championship. I think he had a game winner, if I remember correctly, but Jamal Murray been that deal for a while. He's just been hurt. So now that he's healthy.
As long as Butler doesn't get them faux locks back in, we'll be good.
You know? No. What the fuck was with the faux locks?
Wait, wasn't like that was at the beginning?
Hated that shit.
What the fuck?
That was at the beginning of the season, right?
Like he still never explained that shit. Yeah, like he was just like, yo.
I never understood.
He just took them out and said nothing.
Yeah, he was like, yo, it's picture day. I'ma get these dreadlocks. And I'ma just not even wear them in the season. I'm like,
shit was so disturbing.
Why would you go through all the trouble?
I never understood that.
He was in Miami. He just felt like if I'm in Miami, I gotta dread up, right?
Nigga went on Ocean Drive.
Like you knew it was picture day. Like it wasn't like, oh, I'm just gonna come in.
Like
this was a deliberate thing. And like it was just never fully explained.
Like a 90s sitcom girlfriend.
He never said anything, bro.
It's crazy.
He never said a
word. Said one picture, about it.
In that one picture up there, Jake, on
never
the right,
said nothing
he looked
about
like somebody's
it.
Auntie. Go up.
God, yo.
Now he looked like John Morant aunt.
Look, he like somebody's auntie.
It's like who?
That's somebody's auntie.
That's so he's a like he's a different dude, yo. Like
he's a good dude, but that nigga just really wired differently.
I was about to say that's kind of the dude you want leading the team.
Yeah, you do. Like, you kind of do.
Like you need somebody that's a little off.
Somebody that's a little off. They rocker.
And I bet you he wore that with cowboy boots.
Yeah, like
what like are you
somebody
doing?
Somebody that's off their rocker. Yeah, you kind of want them leading. Yeah,
that type of like irrational confidence. Like that's the type of shit that makes you
irrational confidence.
That's the type. Yeah, because
it makes no sense.
That type of irrational confidence is what gets you to the finals when you're 18, when nobody picks you.
Cass said he never explained this shit.
He never explained.
He owes us an explanation.
I don't. If they win the championship, I want an explanation.
I hope he gets another extension. Like, I hope he does it again.
You want his bad bitch era back?
Yeah, if they win the chip, bro, like
and he comes out with dreads for the parade.
He's gotta come out with dreads for the parade, bro. Like he has to. He has
Jimmy,
to,
bro. Jimmy, yeah.
If y'all win the chip, you gotta go to the parade.
Why
just
did you do
like
this,
that.
Jimmy? Who did this?
That's
who
so crazy,
who did you pay that said, you know what? Yeah, I'll do it for you.
I said he's a different cat, bro. But I fuck with Jimmy. Even though he beat my Knicks, I was like, but damn it, I respect you.
I mean, you had to respect him. Like, you knew he was going to beat you next, though.
Yeah, I fucks with Jimmy,
you knew he was going to beat you.
Like, he just drinks his coffee and hoops, bro.
Wait, what did this voice note say?
Oh, you didn't hear this voice note? Mm-hmm. You got it? Well, Jake, we'll put it in
there.
What did it say?
He's like, I'll paraphrase it, but send me the link and I'll play it.
Was it a guy?
On my phone,
or a girl?
Like, yeah, who was he sending to?
A fan hit Jimmy Butler. And this was right before game six. And it went viral, too. Send me the video when you can, Jake, so I can play it over the joint. And
I saw it. I didn't listen to it, but I saw I know that clip looks familiar.
It was so fucking funny. Hold on. Let me make sure I got this. All right. And
you going to play it?
Yeah, I'm going to play it for you.
Now, Jimmy, I don't usually do this. I don't go in people's DMs, celebrity DMs, you know, people that are higher up and beg. But damn it, Jimmy! That is the shit I am! I eventually can't handle a 3-0 comeback, man!
He's laughing. Bro. Why is he laughing?
Because that shit was viral as fuck right before Game 7, yo.
That shit is funny.
Because I ain't gonna hold you. I thought it was a rap. Not that right. Derek White. This DM was going viral before.
But didn't they also buy their tickets?
No.
To Denver?
So here's the thing.
Before Game 7?
Yeah, but that...
You don't believe that?
That was... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So where else are you going? I'm sure it's a big slap on the wrist to take on some plane tickets for the Miami Heat. I'm sure they can afford it. So this DM was like viral at first, right? Like
I always saw the clip. I just never listened to it. So, I always saw because I always remember his hairdo.
After that Derek White layup...
Yo, why is his hair like this?
He just be trolling. After that Derek White layup, and they were going back to Boston.
Right.
I was like, oh, it's a wrap. Like, they're going to be the first dudes to blow a 3-0 lead in the playoffs. I'm like, it's over.
Right.
And then that DM was going viral. So Jimmy's reaction to that came after Game 7, after they won. So it's him acknowledging it, watching it. That makes sense.
All
that's right. What made it that much more funnier. Okay. But Jimmy's just a... I don't know, man. Like, you would be surprised how much NBA players, like, is up in their phone before, like, big moments.
Bro, every...
No, I wouldn't.
Like, yeah.
Not like that. I'm just saying.
Nah, I mean, they gotta be. Like, they check those... Oh God, I'm not touching that.
Do you know?
I didn't even say that.
Do y'all not follow any of them? They be posting and
of
shit.
Of course,
they be on their stories.
I know. No, Kevin be on his shit before the game.
I'm like, but I would think that you wouldn't want to be. Like, I would think.
They're just like they're humans, just like us. They want to see what everybody's saying. They want to see who's saying what.
But doesn't that
I get it.
But that makes this era of sports just so much fucking better.
Better or worse?
Better. Like, if you're a fan,
man. If you don't,
if you're a fan, if you're a guy,
if you don't,
and you're
focus.
Just fucking, just because of this fucking little thing in your hand,
that I can send a message
you've been
to
ruined,
you.
You've been rooting for the Miami,
that nigga's day.
You've been rooting for the Miami your whole fucking life,
right?
And
oh, I see what you mean.
If they're a game away from winning the NBA finals,
and they post
a message, this man could yell into his phone.
Yeah.
Could reach a guy who's actually playing
in the game seven,
and be like, "All right, I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I heard you."
Just for that alone, there's no
like that's the thing I needed. I needed you to tell me to get on my shit.
You cannot convince me there has not been a better time to be a sports fan than right the fuck now.
He makes a valid
point.
Can
you imagine? You could send that Michael Jordan. Yeah. A fucking DM like, Mike,
I need this mic.
Get it together.
Come on, MJ.
You can't let Gary Payton hold you right.
I know it's game six, but I know you're drunk, but you still got to get up and play
this
shit.
No, but you see, that pisses, like, it actually pisses me off when I see them, like, post before a game. I'm like, why aren't you focusing?
But
focus.
Okay, some
maybe
people,
that takes.
So would you be in the locker room like this? Like no.
But but some people aren't wired that way. Some people are people, and they need to. And they, you know, like some folks like
I feel like
away from their routine or whatever the fuck.
I feel like AI would be on his phone. I feel like Michael Michael would have been on his phone.
Yeah.
I feel like Shaq would have been on his phone.
I feel like everybody we named in our top five would be on their phone.
Yes.
Except Kobe.
Except Kobe.
Kobe.
Except
Kobe. Kobe would have not been on his phone.
I think like Mamba mentality and Kobe, like the mythologized sort of like 1,000,000% hyper focus on like your craft.
I think he leaves it at home.
Has been off.
Leaves the phone in the
bro,
car.
Bro, yo, just watching. Like I'm rewatching last.
I think Kobe responded to like one tweet ever during the game, and I think it was the Amnesty that game, if I remember correctly. I think Mark Cuban. That was years ago. Like right when like NBA Twitter was really starting to get popping.
Right.
Mark Cuban got on Twitter. And said, you know, Kobe wasn't as, you know, dominant as he was or whatever. And he tweeted that, like, the Lakers should amnesty Kobe Bryant. Now, an amnesty is when, like, you can, like, renounce a veteran's player's salary with no fucking, like, penalty to you so you can, like, go and, like, get other players, right? So right after Mark Cuban tweets about, like, this amnesty, they need to Kobe needs to be amnestied. Read those stats. Yeah, he went out and scores 38 points, 13 of 21 shooting, 12 rebounds, 7 assists. And mind you, this is one of like the shitty Laker teams, and the Mavericks were pretty good at this point. And I remember Kobe going on Twitter right after saying, amnesty that. to Mark Cuban's Mavericks, and he balled the fuck out this game. Mm. I remember this shit vividly. Damn. And this wasn't even like, and Kobe wasn't even like the super athletic Kobe no more. He was just killing dudes with fucking just J's, just bong, come here, bong, come here, just dogging.
Right.
Just couldn't do nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
that, Kyrie.
Oh my God, man. I miss this motherfucker so much, bro. I didn't realize how much of a Kobe stan I was until, like, obviously he's not here anymore, but Jesus.
That's when you realize you're a stan of somebody when you're not there no more.
Man, yeah, it's unfortunate, really. I mean, just look at this motherfucker. It's like, you could tell he did not have, like, the lift and the athletics that he used to have anymore, but it did not fucking matter. He heard
out of here.
He heard this motherfucker on Twitter talking shit. I
was like, no, you can't say he didn't have the lift. Like, this nigga's, like...
Rosie, when you talk about people not being on the phone, like, some people are wild. Like, some people need that thing to be like, see, oh, you think I can't? Oh, you motherfuckers think I'm about to blow a 3-0? Oh, you think I need to be amnestied? Oh, you need that?
I don't, well, maybe just because I'm not, like, if I have something big going on, I'm not going to be on my phone right before because that could affect my mood.
I hear you.
So when I see them, like, tweeting or, like, posting, I'm like, what are y'all doing?
But the game starts
in 10 minutes.
But you also...
what are you doing?
You also got to realize, like, these...
Why are you
like,
not shooting
these,
around, Blake?
These players were reading the news clips. They're reading newspapers.
That's
like,
all
literally
it is.
The same thing.
Like, even with Michael,
even with Michael, like, when he hit the game winner in 89
yeah.
in Cleveland,
yeah,
he came to, like, the reporter's table
yeah,
and was like, 1, 2, 3. Y'all all counting me out.
Yeah.
You're next.
Yeah.
That's literally Twitter.
That's
like,
I'm
reading the shit that y'all
about
saying.
Jordan?
That's Twitter.
First of all,
that's the same thing.
I don't want no smoke with Jordan. If we were around back then.
It's not about that.
No, it's just because his mouth was crazy. So it's like.
No, but it's not about that. This is the fact that they were aware. They were aware.
So that's what makes me
think, aware.
A nigga like MJ would definitely have been on Twitter.
What?
I think he would have been cursing the floor. Like,
oh, you kidding me?
He would have been on Skip Bayless' ass. Stephen A. Smith ass. He would have been on everybody's ass.
He would have made Skip cry.
The way OGs talk about how competitive this dude Michael Jordan was, you cannot convince me he wouldn't take in any sort of slight of him on social media, any video, any talking head show, and not think, yo, you think I can't watch? What? Watch this shit. You can't convince me
that competitive. That Last Dance documentary let me know how petty.
Yes.
Petty.
How petty.
I gotta rewatch
that.
Everything. Sometimes petty is a superpower, yo.
That's all it was.
Sometimes being petty is like, you
game,
know.
What, game one, before they played the Sonics.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was him and Ahmad Rashad had went to dinner.
Mm.
George Karl walked past him and didn't say hello. Beat they ass game one.
Yeah, and even if it's true or not. Even if it's true or not, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, see,
it doesn't because it sounds like
in his mind it's true. It's like, oh, this motherfucker doesn't say
right. Y'all seen Beef?
That's exactly what it is. Michael Jordan was the Asian guy on Beef. That's exactly what it is. And I take that personally.
Too.
It don't even gotta be real.
Yo, look at my eyes. He's calling out that whiskey tequila.
Petty, he's going off the tequila with a full glass next to him.
Listen, Petty can be your superpower. Power sometimes, yo. Like, even if the motherfucker didn't say hi to him or not, some people are wired in a way.
Something in my head.
I need something.
Yeah.
I need somebody.
Right. Like, I gotta be petty.
Who gonna piss me off today?
And if it's as easy as doing this, oh, you mean to tell me this nigga Mike wasn't?
You telling me Michael wouldn't be on that phone?
Michael would have been like, let me look at my hashtag real quick.
Nigga, imagine Michael seeing some shit.
Oh, I can't get thick.
Imagine Michael seeing some shit you did on your show. Oh my God!
But that's the thing, though.
But that's what I'm saying.
You
like,
know, they all watch in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
How they let it affect?
Do y'all like petty?
Do I like being petty?
No. Do y'all like petty acts? Are you petty?
Like being petty or like
art? Well, I know you're petty. Are you petty?
The petty needs to be followed by excellence. Like,
wait, why am I petty?
The petty needs to be followed by excellence.
Wait, hold on.
You're petty and like it doesn't lead to anything, you're just petty for being petty's sake, then you just...
Now you're just being a dick.
You're just being a dick, right?
Right.
But if you use pettiness to spur yourself into doing
something
fucking
good.
phenomenal shit.
Yep.
Oh, of course. Well,
that was executed very well.
That's exactly what it is. It's if
and I took that
I needed to find something because I'm so good at what the fuck I do.
but I still need to find something to take me to the next level.
It's human nature in whatever you're good at, whatever you succeed at, whatever
you love.
You love. It's human nature that you're just going to unfortunately take it for granted in some way, shape, or form.
Right, gotcha.
And if you don't have something that keeps you coming back, keeps you fighting towards something, keeps you being like, you know what? Shit, 15 years, 10 years, like, what's to stop you from saying, you know what, I don't want to do this shit no more.
Step aside.
You know what I mean? Because there's going to be somebody up under you that is going to have that edge.
Yeah.
That's going to be,
and
like,
even better.
And even if they're not better than you, if that person is willing to do the shit you're not willing
to do,
they're
going to dig deeper.
Eventually, they're going to pass you.
Yeah.
So if you already got the talent and you don't have that drive, that person with the drive is eventually going to hit you here.
Yeah.
So why not, if you already have the talent, keep add that keep fucking digging asshole
keep digging
shit. Yeah,
keep digging.
To keep yourself at so I get it, man. Like, I understand.
Speaking of petty.
What about it?
There's a saying for that. It was like, hard work beats talent.
Hard work beats talent. Talent don't work hard, man. Like, that's facts. That's an absolute fact. And then when you're talented, that's why when people say, when the most talented player is the hardest worker in the room, you got like fucking Giannis. Like, he's the most talented dude, but nobody's gonna outwork the motherfucker too. Mm-mm. Jimmy Butler is probably the most talented person on the team, but I bet you nobody outworks him in the gym or does all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it has to be.
Nobody was outworking Michael.
Nobody was outworking him. He wasn't letting you beat him in sprints in practice. Enough, he's not letting you beat him in fucking car. He's not letting you beat him in shit. In shit.
Competitive.
And if you beat him, we gotta go. We going 2 out of 3.
I gotta go. We gotta go
for
back
best
and do
of
it
four.
Again.
Like, yeah. Do something. You know what I mean?
Speaking of competitiveness,
okay,
we've had an experience this weekend.
We did have an experience
this week.
Lo, stop getting into some shit, please.
That I got caught up in.
Please. Pretty please. What's up?
That was an interesting choice.
That was a record scratch.
Yeah. Okay. I heard it.
Why he run it back?
I heard it. You want
to hear it again?
Yeah, I heard it. No. First and foremost, shout out to It's The Real.
Shout
Eric
out
and
It's
Jeff.
The Real. Yes, sir.
I think they dropped episode 7 or 8.
Yes.
Yeah, it was 7 or 8 on
the
Wednesday.
Blogger podcast. Shout out to Other Tone.
Other Tone. Mm-hmm. There was a particular clip that was posted,
yes,
about the rise and the dominance of Rap Radar,
mm-hmm,
that was, you know, ran by Elliot Wilson and B-Dot. So shout out to them.
Shout out Elliot and B-Dot. Legends.
Yeah, legends. So they interviewed me about Elliot's arrival into the space of blogging, and I had some choice words to say. And this is 15 years ago, so this is not how I feel about Elliot right now.
But when did you say it?
I said it like 2 years ago. I was reflecting how I felt.
I
now you're being petty. I was reflecting how I felt about him 15 years ago. So anyway, I was just telling him, like, you know, he was annoying, you know, just, you know, tantrums and blah, 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 fuck his laugh, annoying ass laugh, whatever the case was. Clip was posted, a lot of people, you know, laughing, and, you know, yo, Lo, you described it, you know, perfectly. Mm-hmm. This one particular person who is a big, big staple in hip hop in general, Peter Rosenberg, commented and said, Lo isn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
He probably was like, I did hate his fucking laugh, too.
We all did, and that's totally fine.
Okay.
And Elliot knew that. So Elliot tweets yesterday, did Peter Rosenberg just diss me and delete the comment on IG?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
And I'm like, all right, cool.
Mm.
Peter Rosenberg quote tweets it and says, I wasn't dissing you. I didn't delete anything, yada, yada, yada. I was just agreeing with Lowe's description of you because it was true. This, that, and the third.
So basically, yes, I did.
So basically, yes.
Yes, I did. Correct.
It's like, you ever see the meme where it's like, no shots, but yes, shots.
No shots, but yes.
That's what it felt like. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is that about?
So, like, it turned into this whole big thing. Like, you know, me and Peter were talking. You know, I spoke to Elliot.
Mm.
And I think it's just like, revised or refreshed some beef or whatever issue that's brewing between those two, and it's just like,
so they've been going, are they going back and forth right now?
They were yesterday.
They definitely were.
Oh, I want to see these tweets. Yesterday,
they were definitely going back and
I
forth.
See
yesterday
these.
They were.
For a minute.
Elliot had tweeted at me. He was like, Lowe's a real one, but Peter is still dot, dot, dot. I'm just like, oh. I'm like, bro, what does that even mean?
Yo.
So you started this Lowe's.
I didn't start.
The rap media is beefing again. Let's go. No, I'm just kidding.
It was just like, that shit was just so random.
Nah, I'm just playing. I got love for both of them. I got love for everybody, especially Elliot and Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally some of my favorite people on this planet. But it does raise some interesting conversations.
Questions?
And especially when it comes to the blog era. And we're always happy and honored to have a founding member of such era on our podcast as usual. So it's let's talk about it a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Rap Radar is kicks in the door waving the fofo with, mm-hmm. with, you know, big Paul Rosenberg budgets and, you know, kind of starts chipping at your food a little bit. And, you know, you made it known that you and Elliot, well, not you and Elliot didn't get along, but you just didn't really care much for Elliot Wilson and Rap Radar.
No.
Me as somebody who was in the magazine side and kind of saw it from a little bit of the sidelines, definitely noticed the hostility,
tension. It was there
between like
it was, there.
It was like the New Music Cartel, and then it was you know Rap Radar, then even to a lesser extent like you know the Complexes and how they sort of figured into the whole things and just how
they weaseled their way in.
Yes, right. So.
With good reason.
With good reason.
Yeah, they were nice of what they were
doing. Rosenberg, it's weird. I didn't realize Rosenberg and Elliot didn't get along. Like I don't know. I just feel like
it's not shocking, but
let me look at these tweets.
It's not shocking, but it's just like when it hit yesterday, it was unexpected. Like,
it was a little unexpected. I
was just like, I'm like, yo, wait, what? Like, what is this? What is? Yeah, I'm like, where is this?
You know what it was given, yo? It was given like.
I knew you about to say something stupid.
It kind of felt like OG Academics versus Rory. but like an older version. Like,
please tell me how you arrived at that observation. Please.
You know, I mean, listen.
Please
you know,
tell me.
It's clearly not to the level of personal that it got between Academics and Rory.
Right. That's something different.
That's definitely something.
That's something way different.
Completely different.
Right.
But I just, you know.
No, I don't know the root of their issues.
I think it's just the nature of competitiveness, right? I think, you know, Elliot, they said about Elliot on the podcast that like he's just such a competitive guy.
No, but we've known that, right?
Yeah.
So I knew that when Rap Radar started. I knew that when he was the editor-in-chief of XXL.
Oh,
like,
I think we all
knew that.
I think anybody who came up reading his shit,
we knew like this nigga had a different tone.
Yes, like we knew that like that was he was not.
He's not backing down.
He's not the meek like sort of like, oh, I'm just the right. Like he was very boastful.
Right.
He talked his shit. You know, he did controversial shit. You know what I mean? I wasn't seeing happen in the rap media pages back then. Like, you reading the tweets? Rosie's all
caught up now, people.
Right.
Like, Rosie's like reading this shit in real
Rosie,
time as we're talking.
No, because I hear this in Peter's voice where he goes, I was simply saying Loki's description of you as incredibly annoying back in the day was very accurate. It's nothing I wouldn't say to your face, comment IG, or post on Twitter. Incredibly annoying.
The incredibly part, like, it's just like,
yo, Peter's funny.
Like, I get it. Like,
because I heard it in his voice. I'm like, dog.
No, but like, when Elliot was coming up and, you know, the NMC, we had our shit, like, pretty much on lock, and he was coming here again, you know, banging his chest and talking his shit. Like, that was the competition I was waiting for because I couldn't compete with him in the editorial space.
The print space.
Yeah, in the print space. I couldn't. I just wasn't there. I didn't have the chops for that.
Yes.
So now you're coming into my lane and you're doing all this shit and I'm hearing shit behind closed doors that you're complaining about how I'm getting records and this, that, and the third.
I remember those times, yo.
So, like, yes, I'm going to, like, yeah, fuck that. Fuck you and fuck what the fuck y'all repping. Like, I hated those tweets.
I remember seeing those tweets.
Aww, like, you know what I mean? But, like, I mean.
Looking better times, yo. Look at
the
these
better times. Right.
But, you know.
Nah, but it's real shit, though, man. Like, I'm such a. And I'm laughing about it because, like, you know, whatever. But it's like, I'm legitimately fans of both of them.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I do, you know, I'd like to refer to them as friends as well. But I kind of felt like stuff like this was going to start coming after, like, the Blog Era podcast is coming out.
The episodes are going to reveal how people felt about each other.
Yeah, like, especially, like, folks in rap media.
And then rap circles.
Yes.
Then it's going to reveal, like, what relationships were damaged.
Yeah.
Repaired. You know,
I don't think it's hard to really describe to people who legitimately grew up music in a streaming era.
Right.
It's hard to describe to them that the blogs were... And it makes it sound so washed. Let me be clear.
Bro, but like, this is,
it makes me sound so washed when I describe the blogger in the past.
But this is the most, like.
But the best way I can describe it is the blogs were literally the bridge between the fan and the label.
Yes.
Like, it was literally just like before, because there was a point between, and I'm super duper paraphrasing here, but just from my own personal experience, the music industry really didn't know what the fuck to do when the internet really came in and Napster and the music was just fucking getting lost in translation.
No idea.
It was the wild fucking West,
idea.
So labels were down to try any fucking thing to find some fucking talent that would sell records, right? Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. And the reason, I think the reverse effect of the labels not really knowing what to do with the internet was that the internet gave the everyman the opportunity to be able to create their own music, create their own fucking fan base, create their own all this shit. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of doing the work for the label for them. Mm-hmm. But before the labels get that attention from you, they got that attention where? On the blogs, right? So it really became like arms races for like relationships with folks like you, folks like NMC, folks like Elliot, folks at Complex, folks at all these media places, because it was almost like you knew which artists and which blogs had the better relationships. If an Eminem exclusive was dropping, you knew it was probably going to be on Rap Radar first.
Right.
If there was something happening with Hov, you know what I mean? It might get either Not Right or Rap Radar. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was, Rap Radar just came in and just started like having those massive joints.
Rap Radar, you know, as big as they were, and this is no slight because, you know, they're still going, but Rap Radar was a politically funded entity.
Yes.
You can't get mad at that.
Right. I think the blogs that you kind of came from was much more organic, right? Like it was
us starting our shit.
Yes.
From our own little, you know, pocket of people that we knew how to do HTML, and I had my relationships and this, that, and the third. Right. Niggas wasn't making money like that. But here comes Elliot with the big ass bag from Paul Rosenberg, who's fucking Eminem's manager, and popping up with Eminem singles and Hov interviews and this, that, and the third. So we're looking at him like, yo, bro, you're not even fucking playing fair.
This podcast is brought to you by American Express. Being an Amex member means I'm always looking forward to game day, no matter who's playing. Whether it's my team getting myself stressed out and going crazy and yelling at the TV, or going to the game and just getting into the atmosphere with the craziest fans in the world. Before I get in there, though, I always got to grab me a little bite, get me something to eat to calm my nerves down, get me a little drink. And then as soon as I get into my seat, all bets are off. But I can't do that without getting in with the Amex first. With American Express, you are a member when every day is game day. American Express, don't live life without it. Mondays, 8/7 Central on VH1, Black Ink Crew is back to back and united in ink on Monday nights. First, on Black Ink Crew New York, with Caesar leaving the shop, Puma steps up to lead and rebuild their legacy, while Ted works to secure his own. Bay sets up her own shop, while Rock and Crystal rethink marriage. Then, on Black Ink LA, Kat is preparing to birth a new shop in Beverly Hills and a new baby. Meanwhile, in Compton, KP's dreams of ink and music seem to be fading, and having it all is harder than ever. With group dynamics shifting and revelations changing relationships, can OGs and new artists create as a unit? Two cities, one night, united in ink. Black Ink Crew, New York and Black Ink Crew LA, all new Mondays at 8, 7 Central on VH1.
About to go outside and be gay.
All right.
What? Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month. Shout out to the gays. Shout out to the gays, yo. You know what time it is.
Shout out to the gays.
You know what time it is. Put them rainbows on your shirt.
Hello,
low. You know what time
everywhere.
It is. Gang gangs. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to the rainbows.
Shout out to the rainbows, yo. Okay. This is what you got. You got to do it, man. It's June, bro.
About that's to go right. to a gay bar and act up.
I'm dying.
This is
You know, I mean, I don't ever like no. Like
that's my level of tolerance.
That's as far as I support.
I'm like, that's as far as I go.
Nah, I'm just like, yo, that's what you went to? Cool.
No, you know what I mean?
I support.
The thing is, I'm not gay, but I go in and I have a good time and
aren't
like
you?
Especially the one The ones around here are mostly gay men.
Okay.
There's a lot of gay men.
The gayest thing I do by far is watch RuPaul's Drag Race with Jasmine.
That's pretty
so
fucking
gay. Yo,
gay.
It is so gay, but I can't lie to you.
You like it? It's a good show?
Shit is entertaining, bro. Fuck no.
What's the trashiest TV you've watched lately, Lo?
Trashiest?
Like just like shitty TV. Like to me, that's kind of like that's shitty
you think
TV.
It's shitty?
I don't
I hate reality shows.
I don't watch shitty TV. I mean, well, I watch Kardashians. Well, I tried to watch Kardashians.
What? You watch Kardashians?
Wait, time out.
That's pretty good.
Time out.
Hold on. You don't watch shitty TV.
No,
you
time
watch
out.
But you keep up with the Kardashians?
No, I don't keep up with shit.
Okay.
My girlfriend, Alexis, who's actually here right
What's
now.
What's up, Alexis?
Hi, Alexis.
She keeps up with them heifers.
You gotta keep up with the
she know everything that's going
and
on.
I think.
Oh my gosh, she kind of looks like their the twins.
Okay,
she does kind of resemble. Oh, from ATL.
Yes,
she does resemble. Okay,
they're best friends. Jake is about to put in black best friends.
I think
don't be racist.
He doesn't know their name.
It's Black Music Month. Don't be racist.
He doesn't know their name.
It's Black Music Month. Don't be racist.
Watch how he googles it. Look.
If you
she watches it while she's working.
If you survey any couple in like their mid-20s to late 30s, one of them has to keep up with the Kardashians.
No.
At least
not
I
in my
at
crib.
Least one of them, yeah. What level
Jasmine
of keeping
up
do you
them?
Do? I don't keep up with them.
Does Jasmine?
I think no, she doesn't at all. I keep up more than she does.
That's because like, you see them on the
you a bad
court
bitch. You a bad bitch.
But I think but
you're a bad, you're a bad
there's
bitch.
The thing, the Kardashians are so like effervescent.
He might
right?
want to go with me to the bar.
Nah, son. I'm trying. Hey, listen.
He got a gay outfit on.
It's probably.
I'm joking. It's a nice outfit.
No, it's not.
You
Korean? Look,
you look
nice.
Fuck on my cream,
damn,
son.
Damn, Kaz, you matched me nice from
son.
Yesterday. I was wearing like all nudes.
All twins.
Yesterday. No, you go to the best friend.
He don't know what the fuck. What? He don't know what you're talking about.
So what? Lo, let me ask you. To what level does your lady keep up with the Kardashians?
She watches it a lot.
Is she a super fan? Yeah, or she's putting a thumbs down right now.
She's been watching the new season.
That doesn't look kind of like your girlfriend.
Nah. Not really.
Nah, the older. You got the younger photos.
Yeah, a little bit.
When you see her now, I kind of see the resemblance. But
no,
yeah,
but
yeah.
She watches her reality shows. Okay. I'm like that, and that's what she does, and that's fine.
My lady fucking loves RuPaul's Drag Race, bro.
What else does she watch RuPaul's Drag Race? What other, involuntarily watch with her.
What do you
Vanderpump Rules. Oh.
Wait, what?
Alexis, you up on Vanderpump? You're not over. See, y'all not. y'all don't know about Scandal. Y'all know about none of that.
No.
Oh, y'all sleep.
What do y'all watch together?
This Vanderpump shit is the biggest shit in white America. Like this is like
Vanderpump?
This is like white people's fucking. I don't know. Like whatever big scandal.
What is it?
All right. So boom. Right.
Oh my
Vanderpump
God.
Rules.
You gotta start talking like
Vanderpump
at,
Rules.
Like he was at MSG.
Vanderpump Rules.
Right, boom.
I'm gonna try my best to explain this through like
explain it to us like
second,
we're
secondhand viewing of watching.
Explain it to us like we're second graders.
So long story short, this show and cast has been together for like 13 years, right? Mm-hmm. One of the main characters on the show has been like in a relationship with this lady. I think her name is Ariana or something like
is
that.
Is it a reality show or just a
It's
scripted?
A reality show. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. So they've been together for 9 years or something like that.
I'm already not interested.
And
just give them some time.
So long story short, this dude Tom Sandoval cheated on his 9-year girlfriend with like her best friend in real life.
Okay.
And her best friend was also like talking to like, I guess, one of Tom Sandoval's friends, but that was really just a front while they were like fucking, like not on camera, like not throughout the show. Wait, or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Right? Hold on, don't.
And then I guess everybody around the show sort of like put the pieces together, and then like when it like it all like unfolded, it became like this national fucking story. It was on CNN. It was fucking referenced on SportsCenter, right, on WWE, like
why?
Every fucking show. Like I swear to you.
You feel very passionate about
it. Because listen, I watched 5 different shows that had absolutely nothing to do with Vanderpump Rules, and okay, they mentioned this motherfucker Scandoval being like the most diabolical man on the planet or some shit like that.
Okay.
For cheating on this lady that he's been with her best friend.
Men okay, cheat so, every day, all right, okay, so Rosie, okay, after hearing this description, hold on. After hearing this description, what are you doing this weekend?
Wait, so you're just gonna wrap up the show? This is y'all don't tap in with white America, bro. This is what's popping with the whites.
The whites
and the gays.
I watched Love is Blind, and that was as white as I got.
Trust me.
It's called the Vanderbilt.
The Vanderpump Rules, yo. Text, yo.
I don't want to. Look at his mustache.
Yeah, the mustache, yo. It's sleazy. It's nasty.
I expect him to cheat on his wife.
He does look like a very skeevy looking dude.
Where are they from?
So apparently they all worked at one point at a restaurant owned by this lady, Lisa Vanderpump, who's like this fucking big shit.
But where, what city?
I think it's California. Somewhere in LA. LA people. And
LA people.
So they're all basically people who were like dope ass bartenders and like restaurateurs who ended up opening their own sort of like restaurants.
So it's like a hospitality thing.
Yes. Okay. It's like the hospitality.
That's what you should have started with. You led with that, I'd be interested. I watch Bar Rescue. So
okay.
I'm
all right. Okay.
Like
all right. So it's like okay. that. But they're all young. So it's like a reality show. One's a DJ. Well, they all got like different careers.
If you let off with the hospitality thing, I'm like, oh yeah, I worked in hospitality. So I would understand.
So it's like fucking, fucking Laguna Beach meets like the hospitality space.
Mm. I'm locked in. I watch Laguna Beach. I watch OC. Yeah.
Listen, I watch a lot of TV now, guys.
You just broke it down very wrong. Yes. That's all it was.
I watch with like, you know, I pass her by. Like by the third or fourth mention on like a different TV show that wasn't Vanderpump Rules, I was like, all right, baby, I gotta check this.
Yeah. You know? I gotta check this out.
I think this motherfucker was on like Joe Rogan or some shit.
Like what's all the fuss about?
Yeah, Andy Cohen's like doing all these, like I think Andy Cohen did something on The Ringer.
So you watched
this past
this.
Week and I'm just like, this motherfucker's on The Ringer now? I'm like, all right, this is I gotta
Lois keeping up with the Kardashians.
It's a sports
I'm not keeping up the Kardashians.
Yes, you do. You know what's going on right now.
I'm keeping up with the Kardashians.
Who's Khloe dating?
Via my girlfriend.
Who's Kim dating?
Pete.
Know. Is keeping up with the Kardashians the gayest show you watch?
The gayest show I watch? No, the gayest show I've ever watched probably was not Laguna Beach.
I don't think
there was no way you're gay on that show. Not OC.
Okay, not gay. Let's say like is Keeping Up with the Kardashians the most like
unexpected
in touch with my feminine side show that you watch?
I have a show too.
What show is that?
I have a show. It's in my head. I used to watch. It's a fuck. You throw me off right now.
Did I?
You put me on the spot.
All right.
You start first.
No, I mean I said it. My girl got me into RuPaul's Drag Race and
damn, what is it?
And Vanderpump Rules, but like, you know, I mean, but there's other shows like we watch 90 Day Fiancé, you know what I'm saying?
I've watched that.
We watch Love After Lockup.
I watch that.
Love After the Lockup's good TV. That's good trash TV.
I like good trash TV.
That's there's a, yo, there's a show right on the tip
there's
of my
There's a show
tongue.
With the little people. Was the little person in it?
Yeah,
like she's like, she looks like she's like five, but she's like 30 or something. And she can't like find love.
I watched like, it's not like, it's not gay or whatever. Like the real estate shows. I watched, there's one in New York. I forgot this. I watched that before.
There's a lot of shit that
people
to watch, bro. White people.
You know what the right white people shit that this? We watch.
The best part of the best part of the podcast is what Jake Googles to get.
That's what I said earlier.
Shit on the screen, you know, like Jake's SEO game. Jake's SEO game is so fucking funny. Like just the fun.
Like this nigga to be typing this shit like, all right, here. Nah, that's not how it goes.
He just uses words that we say.
Like SEO is so like
nah, Jake is funny.
It's never anything you could like repeat to somebody else. Like it just always sounds like offensive somehow.
We gotta ask them. We gotta
yeah. like white people renovating houses. Like white people renovating houses.
Because they are.
It's like no, we're just using the search. Like we're just using the Google. But you just you're an excellent Googler, Jake.
Nah, he'd be on point. But yeah, that
the AI figure. Robots won't take you over. You will use them. They will not.
He sounds like an AI robot though.
You down with the AI shit, bro?
You sound like an AI robot.
Who? Why?
You down with the AI shit? Yeah, I'm with it. I think we gotta be right.
Like, no, we don't.
Listen, yeah.
I've gotten to the point
where I'm just like,
what?
Man, I better master this shit or else that shit masters me.
How the fuck are you gonna master it, Cash?
I mean, it's a machine, like anything. It's like PlayStation, nigga. Like, I'll figure that out.
Like, yeah, I don't think that's the same thing,
it's
my
the
guy.
Same. It is the same, yo. It is something created by humans, yo. Like somebody, it's gonna take a little bit longer.
All right.
But like, yo, I'd rather figure it out before.
You gonna figure out when they take your job on
I'll tell
MSG?
The quote that I saw.
They took my job.
The quote that I saw was, AI isn't gonna replace people. People who know how to use AI are gonna replace people who don't use AI.
I dare somebody try to come replace me.
I mean, at least it's actually very easy.
If you know how to use
I've already seen like a couple of like sports websites. I've already seen a couple of sports websites that says ChatGPT put out the top 10 best quarterbacks according to. I'm like, what the fuck would ChatGPT do?
I saw that.
I want to hear what Brent Adam Schefter thinks about the damn NFL. Gives a fuck about this robot. Right. But I understand, like,
no,
you know,
I get the process. Here.
It's smaller networks. So I'm like, this is how it starts. Yeah. It's like, all right,
guys, no, I'm tired. We done been through pandemics.
Yeah.
Aliens.
You trying to just go to the lesbian bar?
Robots? No, I'm saying
sorry,
life. No, I'm saying like think about everything we've been through in like the past 10 years. Like, yeah. I'm tired.
Niggas is beat down, bro.
To be honest though,
fucking us up.
Kinda expected it.
Kinda expected what?
Kinda expected
this? AI.
Like, when's the last time you just looked at a date? Just looked at what date it is, like what year it is.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the number just looks like real futuristic, right? Like I'm like shocked we still don't got the flying cars yet. That's the only thing I'm waiting for. Like
I mean, they have self-driving.
Self-driving. Barely. Nah, I mean, them shit self-drive.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so like that already is.
It's wild. You could just hop in a car and that shit will just.
So y'all, what are y'all afraid of? Like, just say it.
Not afraid, but I'm just like, I just feel like. You know, I watched a lot of Back to the Future when I was little, and I'm like, this all checks out. Like, this is all.
I'm
like,
afraid that I feel like yesterday was New Year's and it is June.
That is true.
Time does move fast. I will say that. Time does move fast. Time moves very, very quick.
Like, if you go back and watch that movie or watch any like futuristic movie and look at shit that just seemed like so fucking far away from now,
right,
unreal. And now it's like, nah, that shit is here.
Now it's hitting our front door.
We're the Jetsons, bro.
Like, we are here.
We're going to be in the Jetsons in like 10 years.
We were supposed to have flying cars already.
I mean, the only thing stopping the flying cars, I think, is personally, is fucking helmets and oxygen. Like, if there was a way you could breathe up in that bitch,
I mean, I'm sure you would
have.
Oh,
yeah, like, nigga, we don't have to go to space.
No, but I mean, not even.
Just go above the building.
It's air traffic control. Like, I could see I feel like
this nigga's going deep in this one.
I'm going very deep. I do think popular.
He's high. I've been
thinking about this shit.
I couldn't wait for somebody to bring this shit up.
It's a podcast, guy. If there's no place to get deep, it's a goddamn podcast. Goddamn it. I think population control is definitely the only reason why we don't have flying cars. I think we have too many people. Like, I think air traffic could be a bitch. Like, it's already hard to get. It's hard enough to get a plane. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to get
every
a plane.
Single individual had access to a flying vehicle, and his motherfuckers, they got to air traffic that shit up in there. It'd be every day. Clang.
Bro, niggas can't even.
Just walking down, just fucking Tesla just falling ahead.
Niggas like, can't. Oh, shit. Niggas
here
can't.
We go again.
Damn, my nigga Joe, bro. Like, he was just walking around. A fucking Honda just fell.
Then it's going to be a New Yorker like, fuck, now I'm late to work because of this shit.
Niggas can't control their own cars on the road.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, so it's like,
I'm pretty sure we got flying cars, but I think somebody with a lot more sense is like, you know what? Do we really?
Nah, we don't need that.
We're good.
It's not a good idea.
We really need to equip all these idiots with these flying objects.
Not in America.
No. Like, there's a reason they have pilot's licenses. They don't want just any old body with the ability to just hop on something and
I just
you know.
Love how we just go off on this random tangent. I love it. Like, it's just the most funniest thing where we just start talking about the randomest shit, but it makes sense.
It makes sense, goddamn
it. Does it? Yeah. Does it make sense?
It does.
We're in a new world, man. We got AI to worry about. We got
shout out to Allen Iverson.
Yeah, that's my favorite meme.
Yo, leave AI out of this.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with the only AI I acknowledge?
My favorite is, like, AI looking to replace 500 jobs by 2023. And somebody's like, why would he do this? That's it right there.
Which one?
That one. The black box, yeah.
It's like, why would he do that?
Oh, a TikTok?
Like, AI still waiting on that Reebok check, man. Like,
oh, God, yo, that shit is so funny.
All right, let's get out of here.
Man, shout out to AI.
Shout out to Iverson, one of the legend. Best point guards
That's right.
ever.
Practice.
What you went to this weekend, Rosie? What's going on?
Practice. Damn.
Lesbian bars.
I'm about to say, you hitting the lesbian
bars?
Yeah,
the lesbian bars.
The LGBTQ.
Why they gotta be lesbian? They're just LBD, gay bars, guys. LBD. All gays are welcome.
The Rainbow Pride bars.
I will be doing a lot of pride stuff this month.
Nice.
Man, listen, it's Pride Month. It's a wild time to be a person.
It's also Black Music Month,
It's too. Also Black Music Month, too. But yeah. I just want to say, man, it definitely is a wild time to be a person that isn't a straight man, whether you're gay, whether you're transgender, whether you're, bisexual, anything like that. And just, like, laws is kind of crazy, too. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So not just this month, but every month. If you got gay friends, if you got transgender friends, if you got friends that... you know, live a different lifestyle than you. Instead of being a fucking hateful bitch, why don't you just fucking just talk to him a little bit, try to understand him a little bit more. Like, you're probably not that different. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all human beings at the end of the day that go through different, you know, paths in life. And, you know, just, you know, it really costs you nothing to just not be an asshole to somebody just because they're different than you. You know what I'm saying?
In lamest terms, what Kaz has said, treat these motherfuckers equal. It's literally that simple.
I'll settle for just treat them fair. I'll start with fair.
Just treat them as equals.
Man, I understand, you know, black men and everybody and masculinity, and there's everybody has their own sort of dignitation that they identify with that is also going through their own certain struggles. That's not to belittle anyone else's struggle that is going on in the world either.
Not at all.
But just, you know, you're a human being. You are capable of caring about different things at different times. Yeah. Just because you support one group of people
doesn't mean you can't
support another, right? So not just this month, but any month.
Unless you're racist, then you're just a piece of shit.
And that's this.
Even you fucking racists out there. Especially you racists out there.
Yeah.
So to end it off, don't be a dick, like I said.
Yes, it's very easy to not be a dick. Yes. I promise you.
What did he look up now?
Racist news.
I can't. This nigga, I can't.
Jake somehow went missing right after this taping. And motherfucker saw his Google search before he got...
Yo, that nigga would be a wanted they man. Would
have, they would have our homes surrounded.
Racism.
What's the motherfucker?
This nigga just.
You better hope no shit pops off.
It's all normal. Like, yeah. This is what he just does. Like,
you better hope no shit pops off that fist.
I don't
you
think he Googles racist news on his off time.
I'm about to say, Jake, you better not fit a description in the next 48 hours.
Bro, I don't want to see his personal. I don't want to see his personal computer, like, with a personal search.
That is it.
Like, this is, oh, that's your personal shit? I don't want to see
that's
it.
That's the work one? Yeah,
that's, oh, that's the work one? Yeah, I don't want to see the home computer.
That's crazy.
I don't want to see that history on that home computer.
You ever heard, you know what smells nasty in there? I know it looks nasty in there, Jake. I know it looks nasty in there. Anyway, this has been another episode of Say Less with Kaz, Loki, and Rosie. Like we always do at this time, make sure you subscribe, youtube.com/Kazeem. Right. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, thank you for following us on Instagram, Twitter, any form of social media that you see a clip here. Yeah. Go subscribe. Tell a friend. Come enjoy. Right. It is a labor of love, man. And we love doing it. And it's fun. And what's better than kicking it with your pals and just shooting the shit?
And it's always easy
to man.
Not be a dick.
It's really easy to not be a dick. So like we always do with this time, stay free, stay safe, and always say, see y'all next time, people.
Peace.